This episode was brought to you by Nyx. Shop online at nyx.ca and use code REBEL10 for 10% off your order. Hello and welcome back to the Rebel Mama Hotline.
We have a very epic guest in studio today. Lucky us, one of our favorite people, a longtime Rebel Mama friend and contributor, the one and only Stacey Green is goodness. Here.
Do you love the intro?
What a build-up. I didn't know that was coming.
Don't disappoint the people now.
Honestly. The bar is here
The
now.
Bar has been set. Hi, Stacey Green.
Hi, ladies.
Welcome. How are you?
Thank you. I'm excited.
Oh, my God. We're excited, too. It's been way too long.
It has. Well, I saw you guys at the event quickly, but you were so important that day. You had so many babies to kiss, hands to shake. Yes. It was a big deal.
Yes.
But a beautiful day.
But this is...
We get to chat.
Even lovelier.
Yes, it's true.
Very exciting.
Okay, so a little bio on Stacey for those who don't know. I'm just going to read it. Stacey Green has made it her life's mission to make people laugh. And she does that really well, by the way. She's gone viral. Go follow her on Instagram. While also providing them with delicious recipes that the whole family will love. Well, let's hope at least 75% of them love it.
That's true. That's the hope.
That's like a pretty good percentage.
Yeah.
She lives outside of Toronto.
I do.
So you don't have to contend with all the wonderful things we were just talking about, like traffic.
Not anymore, no. There's parking lots where I live.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And space.
Yes.
She lives with her incredible wife and two beautiful boys and spends most of her days convincing them that she's super cool. We do the same thing.
They don't know. Yeah,
they don't think so. No. I know.
Especially not my eldest.
Yeah.
My 15-year-old tells me all the time how uncool I am. I'm like, bro.
My nine-year-old is like, you're so embarrassed.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm literally the coolest.
It's true. They have no idea.
They don't know.
There's
my
a whole
kids
life,
describe
though.
Me as boring. Like
they don't
on
even
paper.
Know. But we can't like, even tell them, you know? I'm like, no. If you knew.
No. They will
find
know.
Out later.
They'll know one day.
Oh,
it's, I got my claim to fame was when I got a photo with Scotty Barnes, and then the next morning I woke up and I was like, "See, I'm cool." And I was like, "I don't need to justify this to a 9-year-old, but here I am.
I have photographic proof."
Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, I guess before we jump into it with Stacey, we should probably take a short commercial break and be right back. This episode is brought to you by Nyx. Nyx is a pioneer in the leak-proof underwear category. They've set out to create garments that transform how you feel, whether it's their lightweight anti-chafing shorts, wireless bras that are sexy and supportive, or overnight period protection. They now offer a variety of products, both leak-proof and not.
In addition to their signature leak-proof underwear, they offer leak-proof pads, leak-proof swim options, leak-proof active, and leak-proof maternity options.
Shop Nyx online at nyx.ca, and don't forget to use code REBEL10 at checkout for 10% off. Okay, welcome back. First things first, huge congrats on the completion of your first ever cookbook.
We're so proud. Show the camera.
Thank you. It was a serious undertaking. I actually emailed you guys. I spoke with you, Alex. I was like, hey, remember when you wrote that book? This is serious.
I know.
People don't really understand what kind of goes into self-publishing.
No. We were going to ask. So is that the route you took, self-publishing?
Yeah, it is. I signed with a literary agent, and we shopped it around kind of the idea to a couple publishers, and they just weren't really biting. And I have a little bit of a social media following. So I was like, I think I can do it. You know, like, I think I can just do this myself because it's not your average cookbook, guys. Mm-hmm.
Like it's really, called, can I tell you the title?
Yes.
It's called You'll Eat It and You'll Like It.
It's true. I heard that a lot growing up. But it's like.
Because feeding kids can be hard shit and sometimes you need a laugh. That's
true.
The subtitle.
It's true.
Brilliant. And you're the funniest.
Well,
so what
thank
better
you.
Person?
Yeah. So I had, during the pandemic, as most of us did, I was like, oh, I'm just going to make a TikTok. Like, whatever. And it kind of. Whatever, I'm just going to make a TikTok. So I kind of started putting up videos lamenting about parenting and momming and whatever. And it kind of took off a little bit. I was like, yeah. Oh, this is, there's an audience out there for this, you know? Mm-hmm. And I've wanted to do, I've had this idea literally since like 2017 yeah. to write like a comedy cookbook, something full of swears. And like, parenting is not rose colored glasses. Yours yeah. are beautiful today, but
that's why I wear them. I like to see the world through my rose colored glasses, quite literally.
It's true. But parenting is not like it, you know, it yeah. used to be portrayed back in the day. And I think that more people are realizing that, and they're kind of connecting over the fact that this is rough. It's kind of yeah. hard. So let's all kind of laugh about it together. And yeah. and that's kind of why I wanted to do it.
And we love swears. So
we love swears, guys.
We love the swears.
The swears. There's
well, we're very proud of you for pursuing you. The this whole endeavor and for doing it all yourself. Self-publishing is yeah. no joke.
Yeah, yeah. No, guys.
It involves
not, you know.
A lot of participation.
It does.
It's a labor
from
of
the
love.
Writers.
It really is a labor of love.
Yeah. Yes.
Thankfully, I took a page out of your book, literally out of your book. And I did a Kickstarter with pre-sales. But even that, as you know, it's I'm trying to sell you a make-believe product. Yes. You know, it's like, hey, I have this idea. Yes. It's going to look kind of like this.
Yeah.
Are you in?
I know. People are like, I guess. Here's $20.
But if they love you and support yeah. you, it's just like our audience, yeah. right? If they know what you're about and yeah. they want to support your growth and your projects, they'll do it.
And they yeah. did, thankfully. Thankfully, people. They did.
Thanks for loving me and giving
honestly,
me your money.
For real, because yes. it's not cheap either no, I know. To self-publish.
No, and that's the thing too. Yeah. Self-publish, like you have to invest.
Yes.
Publishing, they invest in you.
Totally.
But then you keep most of the profits.
Well, that's yeah. that's
then,
it too.
Honestly, nice. It's like what happened to us too. Once you prove yourself yeah. in that space, then yeah. you can get picked up by a publisher later and
for
they
sure.
can republish and do whatever, right?
But that's yeah.
So
that's
we look
thing.
Forward to your second book.
Me too, guys. Me too. I'll tell you, I will not do it in the summer. I'll tell you that when your
spitzing.
Kids are home.
Yeah.
No, because
she's
yes,
in the kitchen and like trying to make things look
literally
cute.
My wife would come downstairs and because it's oh, a cookbook, God. Right? So, and I like a cookbook with photos.
Yeah,
I wanted
course.
A photo for
yeah.
every recipe.
That's the best thing about cookbooks.
Totally. I like to read it like a novel.
It's
inspo.
Yes.
I want to yes. see all the pictures, but my wife would come downstairs and I'm cooking a stir fry at 6:30 and I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Like it's
I'm
awful.
Making content.
Totally. But we shot, there's 82 recipes and we shot in like 25 days.
Oh my God.
So wow, I cooked
crazy.
All day, every day.
Who
oh
was
my
eating
God.
All this food?
That's a great question. Yeah.
It was me.
My poor family. I was like,
your family
is just breakfast food, guys.
Yeah.
From morning to night, we're just eating pancakes
yeah.
and waffles like, and all the okay. shit that's in there. My photographer, Ashley Scott, was amazing and she took the food
Some
home.
Food.
Luckily, I was like, I'm just going to make half. Portions, you know, like
right.
I'll make a smaller portion for that. But even that was a huge learning
still,
curve.
Though.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What amazing. Goes into it? All the, you don't even know. Guys, you don't know until you know. The, like,
absolutely. You don't know until you're in the
too.
Middle of it. And you're
how many
like,
times you move a fork?
Well, right. that's the thing with cookbooks yeah. too. It's like you have to prepare the meal and cook
yeah.
the meal. And then, like, yeah. it's a little bit different than our book in that way.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, we like, got off a little easier in that
well,
respect.
Well, still.
Well, we had our own photo shoots.
Yeah,
they were just of us.
Not pancakes.
Those are my favorite. You guys are my screensaver.
Oh, good. Thanks. So we have been working together for a long time.
Yeah.
2016 was your first article that came out for us.
I remember.
It was entitled School Lunches.
Oh, my God.
Kill Me Now.
Guys, so on brand.
Yeah.
Even in 2016.
Have see? Your sentiments about school lunches changed since then?
Not even a little. Yeah. Not even a little.
Are
guys,
the worst.
Not even a little. It is my least favorite thing to do. That's just the monotony of it. And like every day, I hate it.
I know.
And yeah. I don't make them. This is my own fault, probably. I don't make them the night before.
Me either. I can't.
I can't.
I don't either.
Because
though.
And my
I
kids
remember
would revolt.
Going yeah. to school with like a saran wrapped cheese whiz sandwich, mm-hmm. no lie, beside my frozen juice box. And it would be like,
cheese whiz.
Yeah, cheese whiz.
That's like not even wrapped.
Wonder bread.
Here's some plastic
white
yellow
bread.
Stuff.
For sure. No, not even the plastic. It was cheese whiz. It adds personality.
Right.
And it was so gross though, guys. It was
I
like,
know.
And I can't do it. I can't do it to my kids.
I can't either. My kids won't even eat a sandwich. They will only eat something hot in a thermos.
Oh my God. I
oh
love
my
a sandwich.
God.
So it's like, I make like French toast, cut it into strips, put it in the thermos. I make
oh,
mac and cheese,
serious?
Put it in the thermos.
Wow.
Well, if not, they don't eat. What
yeah.
am I going to do?
I think
I
you
give,
should send them back.
I give my kid all his like really hardcore prepared food for breakfast and dinner. And then lunch is like bread with whatever butter and like some vegetables and some snacks. Cause I'm just like, carb it up. I don't care.
Yeah.
Or if we order food the night before, I always order extra sushi, pizza, all of that. Totally. Next day's lunch. Like, can't be bothered.
Yeah.
It's the worst feeling though. Cause you walk downstairs and you make yourself coffee and you're like, the lunchbox comes out.
Like, God forbid I didn't wash it the night before.
I'm
filled with rage at past AC.
I know.
Like, God.
Me too.
I did it this morning. I pulled out his thing and I was like, for fuck's sakes. I had to wash it. I hate it.
That's, I did that yesterday.
About summer when there's no lunch, but then the kids are at home.
That's the trade-off.
And it's also just constant food prep all day. Like, I will tough it out for like 45 minutes in the morning, bang out a good breakfast, bang out a good lunch, and then like, see you later.
Yeah.
That to me is much better than like,
for sure,
a snack every hour on the hour.
Yeah, the snacking in the summer is ridiculous.
It's crazy. Wait till you have teenagers.
I know.
I have a my son is 6'5".
Oh my God.
I'm very tall. So he's huge. And right now he's like, I got to get my protein, Mom. I need the protein.
Protein.
All day protein. And I'm like, bro, protein's expensive.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
How do you feel about potatoes?
Oh my goodness.
Eat eggs every day and leave me alone.
He doesn't like eggs.
Oh, of course not. No.
Guys, of course not. Of course not.
Tuna? Does he not like tuna? What else is protein?
That's right. He does
beans?
Not like tuna.
Oh shit. Guys, she's just grilling chicken.
He just wants like whey protein that's fucking like expensive.
Yep. And chicken. And he's like, do we have any steak? I'm like, oh, for sure. In my pocket. Yeah. I have a sirloin right here. Like, what?
We're going to Jacob's and have an hour.
Get a little wagyu.
Yeah. Protein.
So I still hate it is the sentiment.
Okay, good. Glad to hear.
Okay. So, and I quote, feeding kids can be harder than herding cats jacked up on catnip is what you wrote. Those are your words on the back of your book.
That's right.
We agree, by the way.
That's right.
But why, in your opinion, is feeding time such an ordeal for kids and families? And I guess it depends on their age maybe too.
It does. You know, I kind of, so I did one of this, I started the series on TikTok, the things I wish I knew about having kids before I had kids. Mm-hmm. And the second most popular one was about how toddlers just eat air all the time. Like, it feels like they never eat.
Yeah.
You're like, how am I sustaining your life? You know, like, it's just like snack, snack here. And then it all changes when they age out. But I think I'm sure it's scientifically their underdeveloped palate and they don't want things that are new and blah,
or they
blah,
just
want
to rebel against you sometimes.
For sure. I think they find something they like, something delicious and probably sugar filled or packaged or whatever. And then broccoli is a tough sell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cauliflower smells like farts.
It's not
a joke. Like, it really does. You know, sometimes I'm eating. I remember walking into my house after I picked up my son and I was like, what smells like that? And I had totally cooked Brussels sprouts. Like, it was me. I was the culprit. It was my fault.
Right.
I like them, but like, that's rough, you know? And I don't love fish personally, but I feel like I need to expose my children to all of these things.
Right.
So I'm like, no, mommy's not gonna eat that.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's gross.
Yeah. But you should eat it.
But you should eat it. It's full of omegas.
Yeah.
And your brain is developing. They're like, no, mom. I think it's just tricky for everybody. But that's where
they
all come together.
The
you know?
Yeah, every kid's
and
so
it does even out. Like my teenager does, he is more adventurous now. He will try new things. As they get older, you know, you can rationalize a little bit better. But the little ones are tricky. I think it's just perseverance. And I think it's cultural too. Like, if you grow up, you know, eating a specific kind of food based on your family upbringing, whatever, kids will eat it, right?
Yeah.
It's not like kids are not going to eat that stuff. It's just what they're exposed to.
Yeah. So. I also think, I mean, I, with the food, I was kind of doing it the way my parents used to. So I would just put it down in front of him and just walk away. And then he would just eat it because it was there. It was none of the whole, would you like something else? I can make something else. Like, I didn't play that game of like short line cook. Like, this is what I made.
For sure.
Eat it or don't.
Yep.
And like, do your best and that's it. Because I didn't want to start that whole.
No, you don't. And for the most part, I'll do like one thing I know for sure he'll eat on the plate. So he's not starving.
Yes,
he's not going to starve, guys. Mm-hmm. But
no, but that's the thing.
You know,
the kids will not starve.
For sure. I'll do one thing for sure that he loves. And then other times we'll try one newer thing for him. Which, you know, he'll say, Mommy, I tried something new. And I'm like, great. And then we just keep doing that. And sometimes he'll try things and I'm like, he's going to hate it.
But you never know.
But you never know.
My kid loved tofu and he loved sushi and all this stuff, but he thought mac and cheese was really gross because he couldn't get past the cheese sauce.
The texture of it?
He's just like, that's disgusting. Like, how do
people... And I'm like, but your kid never loved cheese.
Yeah, no.
Like he wasn't a cheese guy.
But he loved tofu when he was like fucking two.
I love cheese.
Like, I know, I love, so weird. I love cheese. Like, who doesn't love cheese? I don't even know him.
I know.
But I think you just try your best. And then in the book, my last chapter is called When All Else Fails. And that's like butter pasta, you know, like
that's
chicken fingers.
I plain pasta.
Butter pasta.
If there's anything kids love, it's pasta and butter. Like,
I know.
And I think, and I had literally have a recipe that's called literally just fucking cereal. Because sometimes, guys.
You're like, take the milk.
Sometimes.
Add it to the cereal.
You come home. And you're tired and it's not worth the battle and you can just, it's like
one
permission
of my favorite
to sometimes.
Nighttime
I love
snacks.
Cereal.
Me too. I was going to say it's underrated because sometimes a bowl of cereal is so like.
And if you're giving them one that isn't fluorescent, like you're good.
Totally.
You did it.
Yeah.
Like that's half
those
the
that, there. Those were the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Fruit Loops and marshmallows.
I loved Fruit Loops. They're so delicious. Ew. They are delicious. So, you know, feeding kids, it's a lot of hard fought battles.
Yeah.
Some you win, some you lose. What has been your greatest victory to date?
I think sushi. We were just talking about that. Yeah. Because I really love sushi, but I didn't try it until I remember I was a bartender and everybody was like, we're going to go for sushi. And I was 22. And I was like, what? All right. Like, what is this? And I tried it and I loved it. Okay. So my eldest, there's 10 years between my kids. I do not recommend that.
Yeah.
Listeners, if you have the option.
Hot tip.
Hot take. Don't put 10 years.
Get it over with all at once.
Get it done. Get it. Be one and done or just get them all together.
Bang them out quick. Boom, boom.
For sure. I'm way more tired at 38 than I was at 28. You know?
Right.
I'm 43 now, but I mean when I had my kids.
Right.
But sushi, I was like, this is great because this is a whole other, you know, I wouldn't necessarily eat seaweed. There's so many benefits to fish, you know, you can try. And my eldest really loved it. And just the other day, it was his birthday in September and he wanted to go for sushi. So we took my youngest too, and he's never been before. And I'm like, let's give her, you know, like there's so many options. He can try the edamame. He likes a salad. So he'll eat the green salad. Yeah. But I said, do you want to try the fish? And he's really into sharks right now.
Also, if you put soy sauce on literally anything,
I said, buddy, it's just so like salty. And nice he loved it.
Yeah.
So that was a real big win for me. I think anything that's outside of my cultural norm is wins.
Okay.
You know, if I can introduce them to like Indian food or Korean food, anything.
And also, the more they try, they don't know what they're going to like.
100%.
So,
we don't know. You know, like there's things I haven't tried that I'm like, this is great. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like I had Korean fried chicken or something the other day. And I was like, this is amazing. But I never had it before.
Right. I know, but that's the beauty of life.
I should
roll through trying shit.
The
beauty of life.
It truly though. Yeah. So those are my wins. Anything that's outside of my norm.
Yeah.
Because they eat my shit.
Yeah.
You know, like they do.
Course.
That's all they don't have the option.
Yeah,
but if they went over to your house, it'd be completely different.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
I want them to go to somebody else's house. Eat their food.
Yeah.
Try their things.
Yeah.
Don't be a jerk.
But sometimes that's easier for kids.
For sure.
Like they just like to try new things at other people's homes rather than your own.
Well, we're their safe space,
more open,
right? They're like, no.
Exactly.
Ew.
For sure. But at their house, they would never. My kids would, I would, no.
Although,
you eat it.
Yeah.
You'll eat it and you'll like it.
Yeah, exactly. Hence the title of the book.
Exactly.
I feel like my kids, when I feed them something that's totally bizarre or like bizarre to them.
Yeah.
I'm just like, just try it. You don't have to like it.
Yeah,
you have to
take
a bite.
For sure.
However many bites
like
after that,
totally.
Your call, but like take a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
me
see
too.
If you like it.
Yeah.
I also reintroduce, like my kids have always hated tomatoes.
And
yeah.
Then you reintroduce
fresh tomatoes.
I also
and every
tomatoes.
Like 6 to 12 months,
yep.
I'm like, let's just double check how you feel about tomatoes. Like I'm going to add some salt to it this time.
Yeah.
Douse it in olive oil this time.
Put
like
it in a sandwich.
Give it a try
oh,
and
they don't like
they'll take a bite and then they're like, yeah, no.
Still
no.
The best
like,
is when they try something and they like it, but they don't want to admit it because you told them so. And they're
for
like,
sure.
I don't like it. And you're like, you fucking love it. Yeah.
So stubborn. I read a statistic one time. I don't know if this is accurate at all, but it said something like you need to introduce a food something like 12 times before they can really definitively be like,
and they
no.
Go in stages too. Like they hate sweet potatoes. They like sweet potatoes. They
for
hate
sure.
avocados. They like avocados.
Yeah.
It's just like,
well, that's when you buy everything in bulk and they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah. No, I only
I
liked
hate
it on
today.
Monday.
I hate it today.
Yeah.
I'm like, great. Thank God I have so many.
Okay, we want to know, what approach do you take to mealtime in your own house?
Pretty lax.
Yeah.
I like to cook with my kids. That's yeah. big. I oh, want them to nice. Know. Yeah.
I think that's good, involving your kids.
I have
cooking.
Two boys and I would like them to be, you know, proficient in yeah. the kitchen. I would like them to be able to cook for themselves, for their partners if they have them, for their kids. You know, I want them to have that skill. So we start pretty early. My oldest really likes to cook. He enjoys it a lot. We do a thing. It's like every couple of months, he wants to try some new ingredient. So we'll go pick it, figure out what we can do.
Cute.
You know, it
and
is.
And then you can experiment. And they also yeah, feel good about that too.
Totally.
Like they feel some kind of.
Yeah. Like if he makes dinner, it's a big deal.
Of course.
You know, like it's.
He's 15
he's,
now?
He's 15. Yeah. Okay. And he's proud of himself, and it's a great skill, you know, like, yeah. so I really enjoy that. And my youngest is, he's not cooking, but he peels
he
things. He'll take yeah, a butter good. Knife. He'll chop mushrooms. He'll that kind of right. thing. So that's super important in cute. My house, just because I cook. I love cooking.
I think involving your kids is so important, though, yeah. because you don't want to send your kid off to university after and they're like, I don't know how to boil an egg. Like,
no,
just the
for sure.
simple stuff. You know,
and it's easy if you're modeling it. Like yeah. I'm cooking anyway.
Right.
Just get a chair. Stand beside me. Do this
yeah.
with me.
Yeah.
You know. You can explain, because it can be intimidating if you don't know how to cook. My wife doesn't cook
that's
at all,
true.
at all. So if it's something like, literally, I'll leave the room and I'm like, hey, can you just stir that for me? Or can you just check that? It's like,
she's like, I will
panic,
burn it.
Guys, the panic. And I'm like,
she's like, I do not want to be responsible.
Truly.
Oh my God.
She
it's
literally
like
says
in
that.
The cheese.
She's like, I don't, for real. I reference that in there actually. And she says, I don't want this on my resume. And I'm like, bitch,
yeah.
whatever.
I
like,
know.
You, whatever. Sometimes.
That was the equivalent of her saying to you, like, hey, hold this like tattoo.
Oh, for sure.
Can you imagine?
100%.
Can you imagine Stacey tattooing anybody?
Can you just shade this
I'd
in?
I'd so scared.
Just finish up the shading oh on this very detailed
yeah,
face.
No problem.
That I'm
no
doing.
Problem.
Yeah.
I can do it. For sure.
For sure. But she's not confident in it.
Yeah.
She didn't do it. You know,
right.
like that she wasn't in the kitchen for that. She was
yeah.
playing baseball and picking up ladies. So
right.
it wasn't her bag.
right?
Whereas me,
we all have our talents,
yeah.
babe, okay?
That's right.
I only really started cooking after I had a kid. Like I was making before that.
Yeah.
I was just making like salads and sandwiches, whatever. Like you get by on
yeah.
your own. Then you have a kid and you're like,
it's
damn,
true.
Like they need all this nutrition.
It's true.
Stuff. Like you start cooking your own things.
Yeah. That's yeah. when I went back to school actually to study. I did holistic nutrition because I had Cooper, my eldest, and I was like, shit.
Yeah.
Like, what am I feeding him?
Yeah.
Like what not
well,
only
and
am
then
I
you're
feeding
concerned
him,
about all the
what?
Ingredients
yeah.
and the things.
I just
and
wanted
that you
to have
make it yourself.
Like a knowledge like I like to cook.
Yeah.
But what am I feeding him
right.
to that kind of
but then you do it enough times and
you
it
do.
Gets so easy.
You do. That's the thing.
And I love cooking because you can experiment and have more fun with it versus
absolutely.
Baking where like you
I
fuck up
baking.
One thing.
I hate baking
guys.
So much.
Baking soda versus
it's
baking powder
why?
Alone.
Why? I don't want to do science.
No
chemistry
either.
Pour more.
No.
Nope. Absolutely not. Cooking,
no.
you can literally just throw, if
yeah.
you threw in too much,
or if you
whatever.
Don't like
yeah.
it, yeah.
You're like, you
wine?
Just fix it.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Cooks off. You're
yeah,
good.
Exactly.
Totally. I agree. I hate baking.
Yeah.
That's baking. A skill that
baking's
I do not
baking's the
possess.
Worst, everybody.
Yeah.
Baking is the worst. Not
the
in our house.
Yeah. Not in this house.
In this economy? No,
yeah, no,
never.
Fuck that. Oh my God. Okay. So speaking of baking and treats and all those things.
Yes.
What is a good ratio of high nutritional value foods to treats that kids could share?
And
have
what
in a
kind
day?
Of treats too?
And like, what kind of
treats? Are there yeah. good treats versus worse treats?
I mean, like, there are.
I feel like chocolate's better than
I love
candy.
Chocolate. I think for me, I have a desserts chapter in there. It's called desserts because they didn't eat shit. Right. So
here's your dessert. Thank you for not
like,
eating.
It's called zucchini cake. Enjoy.
But it is, right?
Yeah.
So it's desserts that are like, it's an avocado chocolate pudding. Like, are they
right.
going to eat that all the time? No. Sometimes we go to Baskin Robbins. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Not sponsored. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we go and eat whatever. But I think anything for the most part that you can prepare, you're doing a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Like if you can lower the amount of packaged foods that they're eating,
yeah.
like maybe you guys make muffins and yes, there's sugar
yeah.
in them, but you guys made them, you know what goes into them. You had a whole activity together. So I think like treats are not the devil. I don't think
no.
they are. I think if we treat them like that, then it turns into this
yeah.
whole big, they want it even more.
Yeah.
It's like this forbidden,
yeah.
I have to go after it. But
yeah.
we definitely have treats
a little
in my
bit
house,
here
but
and there.
Yeah, but I like to, like, we'll make an apple crisp, you know, like there's
yeah.
a lot of brown sugar in that.
Right.
But
I really want to.
Yeah. Some like fiber kind we of made helps it, with right? that.
So there's no.
I want to make Nutella. I saw it on Instagram, and it's. I feel like it's not that hard, and it really bothers me how much sugar is in it and all like the stuff that's in it. And stuff. Oscar loves it so much, and like it's his favorite thing. And I grew up on Nutella too. Nutella's the shit. But like also, I just.
I love it too. Do you have a food processor?
I have a Vitamix. I can do it.
Oh,
right?
Do it. Yeah. Yeah. Just hazelnuts and cocoa and stuff, right?
Let me know.
So yeah, give some to me.
I'm going to do it with him, though. Yeah. So I feel like we can be doing it together. We'll make like a better Nutella. Sorry, Nutella. I love you so much. I love you forever.
We all do.
I do too. But you know what I do with the Nutella is I give it to my kids with fruit to dip in it.
There you go.
So like I'll cut up strawberries and bananas and give them like a cute little fork and like a little blob of Nutella. And I'm like, eat this together because I do feel like
you do.
I put it on bread.
Yeah.
I do pinwheels. I do like the Nutella on a wrap with the banana.
And so you got some banana in there.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a, I also have a chapter called Shit to Dip Other Shit Into.
Oh, yes.
And it has like a strawberry dip and like healthier, but you're going to, the vessel is what you can put the health into, right? Like, is it fruit? Is it like a pretzel? Like veggies? What are you going to do here?
Yeah, exactly. Dips our life.
Okay, so this is an interesting question for you, and I can't wait for you to answer it. Do you think our own eating habits impact our kids? And how do you see that manifest?
Oh, 100%. Yeah,
I think so, too.
For sure. Yeah. Like, who put the
They watch
the
everything you do. That's how they learn.
Yeah.
Not by,
Everything's modeled, I think, right? Like, I'm not saying sneak out to your car and eat McDonald's.
I sneak out and eat A&W. Otherwise, I have to share with him.
Right? That's just because you want some alone time, for sure. Sometimes you got to eat your car.
Just let me eat in peace.
It's true.
You're dirty beyond meat burger. You're like, so good. So good.
If he's there, he adds another $50 to the order. Yes, with
girl. 100%. My son is all over Booster Juice, my eldest. He's like, pick up a Booster Juice. I'm like, what? Are you kidding? If I get three of those and like two little ones, it's like $27.
So expensive.
Go make a smoothie.
I know.
It's the same thing. I love you, Booster Juice. Yeah. But it's hella expensive.
I know.
But I think it's modeled for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
And so you have to model that kind of healthy balance, I think.
It is
the
balance.
Thing
it's
too,
all balance.
Right? Where you can eat, like your kids should see you eating all the things. Yeah. The healthy vegetables, but also the cake and
for
the ice
sure.
cream.
Yeah. I don't prescribe to like, we're not like militant veggies only, right? But I am buying the food for the cupboard, right? Like it's going to come from me. I'm putting the stuff in the fridge. I'm putting the stuff in the pantry.
Your wife's like,
I know. It's true. All the time. She's like, there's no food in this house. I'm like, there are ingredients.
I know. She's like,
prepare the
You
food.
Know that I don't know what to do with those ingredients, okay?
She gets so mad. It's
what am I supposed to do with flour?
It's true. We're not baking. No, it's true. It's true. But I'm buying the stuff and then they're going to be exposed to everything else in the world. But I think you do your best. That's the point. That's the whole point of this book is like, and do your best.
Yeah. You let them watch you try things, travel, like,
do it. You're modeling it all.
It together and then you'll have a positive.
Yeah. There's a chapter, guys, there's so many chapters. There's a chapter called Healthy Shit to add to your other things, right? And then it's like, you can add hemp seeds and flax seeds and chia and stuff to your foods, right? Yeah, like you can add to as opposed to just taking away and
sprinkle some chia seeds on your snack pack.
Do it.
Strawberries on top.
Explode and absorb. Yeah.
So healthy. I feel healthier already just thinking about it.
But it's not a health. I think I really like to think like if you are preparing the food, then you're already ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Right. Like,
well,
if
that makes it healthy. If it's not packaged and processed, that's already so much better.
For sure. Like, and you're going to use butter and you're you know, like you're going to use
oil and
stuff,
butter all day, every day.
Butter is the best.
I fucking love butter.
I don't mind butter.
I don't feel bad about that.
No. I don't want to eat too much fried food. That's
for sure. But then you can bake it because you're at home and you're doing it yourself.
Nobody's baking.
I mean, nobody's baking. I meant like a chicken.
Like a salmon. Yeah. Nobody's baking baked goods.
No, exactly. I'm here for the fat. Like fat makes me feel good. Yeah. I don't know what, like, I think it's because we're pescatarian. So.
Yeah.
Like Alex and I are both pescatarian.
Right.
And which you would hate, I'm sure.
I would hate. I'd never come over to your house.
But we do love cheese.
Okay, I make
we
a good pasta cheese. And throw a lot of cheese on everything.
You're both pescatarian?
Yeah.
Guys, man.
I know.
We just eat pizza. That's what we eat when we go out. That's fine. We'll go to and have a pizza.
Yeah, exactly. That everybody can agree
it's
with.
True.
Do you want to play a game, babe?
Yep.
Okay. Let's play a little rapid fire game of overrated or underrated.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just gonna like throw off some things to you.
I'm ready.
Okay,
I'm just ready? Have my two cents ready.
Cast iron skillets.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't want to scrub it. You know, I feel like.
Aren't you not supposed to?
No, you're not. I feel like it's so bizarre.
You're supposed to leave it.
You're supposed to bake it. What's it? Season it.
Dirty.
You're supposed to season it. Yes, you are.
That's like against my Virgo.
It all comes out with like a paper towel and it's like, it's so much work. And then I got to re-oil it.
And it's heavy.
But no, I'm out.
Okay.
Overrated.
Overrated. Okay, good. Sun-dried tomatoes.
Oh, I think those are underrated. I like I don't like raw tomatoes, but a sun-dried tomato.
I think sun-dried tomatoes have to be good. There's ones that taste like pennies and they're like rubbery and
I like
weird.
The ones in oil.
Oh, yeah. Those are good.
You know, like packed in there on a pizza.
Quality sun-dried tomatoes.
In a pasta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm in. I'm not sun-drying my own, but I do enjoy a sun-dried tomato.
There's not enough summers to sun-dry tomatoes.
Pickleball.
What is pickleball?
Guys, I've never played it.
I don't even know what it is.
Stop.
Really?
Are you fucking kidding me? Is it's like the biggest sport right now. They're trying to get into the Olympics. Sport?
It's a cross between tennis and ping pong, but you play it on a court.
Oh, no wonder I don't watch it.
I don't think it's on TV. No, you're not supposed to watch it.
It's like we could throw a rock and someone would be like, pickleball?
Yeah.
It's like the new CrossFit. You know what I mean? Like everybody, if you play pickleball, you will know.
I can't wait to look this up.
Oh my God.
No idea. Does it have to do anything with pickles?
No. That is a great question, actually. I don't know why it's called pickleball.
If you win, you get a pickle.
Oh, is that what it is?
No.
I need to know the whole origin now.
I'm going to say underrated because I've never played it, but I do like a sport. I feel like that'd be a fun one.
I feel like it's like a sport meets a game.
Yeah, for sure.
Like it's like a like sport for non-sporty people. Like
what's beer pong?
Like beer pong. Just like beer pong.
Also going to the Olympics next year.
But you get pickles.
Oh my God. Beer pong at the Olympics would be amazing.
That would be.
Oh, that's like the one time I would tune in and watch the Olympics.
You'd be an Olympian. What do you mean tune in? You'd win.
Oat milk.
I love oat milk.
I love oat milk too. Thank God you said that. Because
I had an oat milk latte
on
the way here.
We have a fucking problem if you had oat milk.
Fish, fine. Oat milk. I love oat milk.
I feel like it's the right amount of creaminess.
Yeah.
And
I don't
like
almond
milk. It's not hard on your stomach. Almond milk is hard on your stomach.
It tastes gross, though. Yeah, I don't love it. I'm like, if I make, back in the day when I was really, really trying to give her, I used to make my own almond milk. And like, you can make it a little creamier, but it's a real pain.
No.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real pain. It's a lot of almonds.
Yeah.
It's not happening. I like oat milk.
Okay, and good. The Baileys that you made. You had a recipe for homemade
Baileys.
That's
Baileys. In there. Don't you worry. That one is
that's
a good one.
That's a good one.
That was an OG one. Rebel Mama post, actually.
Yes.
You wrote that for us probably before you even started thinking about writing this
that's
book.
That's the kind of dairy we like in our coffee.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask about baking, but I think we already know.
We know that's very overrated.
I love it. I love the science of it. I hate it, guys. No. There's too much room for error.
Yes.
I like to eat the baked goods.
Yeah,
I'll eat it, but
it's all like even dependent on like what kind of oven you have and what your 350 means versus somebody else's 350.
It's like you have to put a separate thermometer in there to know the temperature.
It's too much science.
No, me either. No,
absolutely not. I don't know the difference between baking soda and baking powder. I really don't.
I know.
Like one of them rises.
I don't either. I think baking powder makes it fluffier and stuff.
What is baking
soda
do?
I'm lying now. I don't know.
I don't know. What's the one in the yellow with the
Arm & Hammer? That's baking soda.
No.
It freshens things
up. The one with like the yellow container and the like burgundy label. That's
that's cornstarch.
Baking powder.
I actually don't know what cornstarch is for either.
Thickening.
Do you just
it's
thickening?
A thickening agent, yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to make any
jokes.
You make
a slurry with that one.
Thickening agent. Throw it on everything.
Okay, what about marriage, babe?
You know what? I think it's overrated. So I've been married. You mean marriage, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been married twice. So the first time it was, you know, I married my husband, my ex-husband. We're not still married. That would be polygamy. So we're not married anymore. But I was with him very young. It was like what you did, right? Like I turned 26. We got married. We had a baby. And then in hindsight, I was like, I don't really want this at all. Yeah. You know, it wasn't so much the institution, but when I started dating my wife, I said to her, I don't need to get married again. I don't need it. It's not necessarily something for me.
Yeah.
We did get married just because of legalities, because it's two women. It's a different ball game, right? Like we need.
I love that she switched teams too. <I know. laughs> Halfway through, she's like, fuck this.
Yeah. I was indeed. I was like, no, this is better.
Yeah.
So like we got married, but it was because, you know, legally, and my wife wanted to. She really is a very traditional Italian woman. And that was gay Italian woman.
Who doesn't cook.
She does clean though, guys.
She's like a beast.
Nice. Sometimes I come downstairs, I'm like, she's angry cleaning.
Oh.
I'm just gonna get out of here.
That's me. I angry clean.
Do you?
Rage cleaning is a thing.
For sure. She rage cleans.
Yeah.
But I would have been perfectly content to not be married necessarily. Right. Because honestly, like you haven't got married yet, right? You're engaged.
I'm engaged.
Yes.
And you're mostly not for like the power of attorney stuff.
Well, that's just it. It's the legalities.
It's the legality
because
of it.
You're with somebody for so long. You have this beautiful event. It's wonderful. Everybody comes. It's a great celebration of you. But you wake up the next morning and you're like, all right, like I'm going to go unload the dishwasher.
Yeah,
it's like nothing changes, you know?
Like let's just get the government involved.
Yeah. You know, like let's sign a legal contract.
That's
it costs
just
money
crazy.
To break.
To, like death do us part.
Like, oh my God. It's not, the commitment's going to be there.
The contract
with,
is
with
crazy.
Or without, in my opinion, right? If you're committing to somebody, you're committing not because the government told you to, right? So I think it's overrated. I like that I'm married. I like that she's locked in. No.
Yeah.
I like.
She can't leave.
She can't leave. But listen, clearly you can.
Yeah, exactly.
You can break a contract.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily what it used to be. I think there was a big difference when women had no, they couldn't open a bank account, right?
I know.
Like you need to get married.
Yeah.
But now if it's not your thing, just pull a Goldie. You're pulling a Goldie all day. That's the way to do it. Right?
Yeah, exactly. What about social media?
Oh, what
We're
a slippery
so
slope.
Over it.
Hey, what a slippery slope. I honestly, sometimes I'm like, I gotta make content.
Like sometimes the internet is
content.
So funny and amazing and
Absolutely.
It gives you these beautiful things. And then other times, like I feel myself shutting down and just wanting to be off of for a while.
For sure.
It just makes me crazy.
I really, and that my wife and I are so, so different. Like, cause if she sees atrocities and horrific things, she needs to understand it. Like, how could this happen? She needs to like delve into it. Whereas I'm like, I don't want any part of that energy.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
look at
That's
it.
How I am.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to see it, you know? So I'm very much detached, but I'm here because people thought I was funny on social media.
Yeah,
you know what
right.
I mean? And
yeah.
I do
well,
love
us
to
too.
Make, I do love to make people laugh and I love to entertain and it's been a huge vessel for that for me. Right.
Yeah.
So I do enjoy kind of like producing, but on my time too. And that sounds terrible, but I don't want to be, I can't do it every day.
I
have kids. I have a life. I have stuff. I can't content.
No,
I feel like
that's
it's just
a different kind of beast. Content creation on that kind of level.
I'm
like,
just not built for it.
No.
And you're so, it's not even up to you. It's like the algorithms and like, did they decide to pump out your thing today? It doesn't mean it's not good. It's just like, it really does a number on your like psyche. If something happens, you know? And then, so 2 years ago, timely, I put up a Halloween video, a mom's on Halloween video, and it went semi-viral at the time. And then this woman in Utah redid my video and
like verbatim
exploded, right? And when that happened, I was like, this is a terrible feeling. Like, this is awful, but like,
but you don't own anything on the internet.
Really?
Like,
that's what I mean. Like,
once it's out there.
Okay, like she's on ET Canada. Fuck you, lady.
Right.
But like, what does it really matter?
No,
it doesn't. But like, so much of me in that moment was upset. I'm like, this is ridiculous. What am I upset about in hindsight?
Yeah.
You know, it's so crazy. I don't love it. But I do sometimes. I don't like Facebook.
I don't. I know. Facebook is kind of useless.
I don't. I feel like it's full of my angry relatives that are just
it
talking
is.
At
it's
each
just
other.
Like,
nobody's listening. Nobody's listening to anybody else.
I know.
You're just talking at each other.
I know.
It's not for
me. it's too much. I agree. Okay, so.
And I mean, we
underrated.
Never picked up TikTok.
For sure.
We're in the middle underrated. On that one.
TikTok's a tricky one too, because if you have any kind of success, like if I have a video hit like 250,000 views, let's say, it's like, these are cool. Everybody loves you. This is the best. And then anything above that, it's like, you're trash. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, then
they
you're
bring
just,
you up to tear you down.
Then you're just released out into the wilds and then it's over. People are, I stop reading.
No,
comments.
You should.
Wow.
No, you can't.
You just can't. They're terrible. They're just awful.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Let's just live in the real world, guys.
Honestly. For those people, though, that they're that they're in a place like that,
that they have to go and tear other people down in comments.
Like, oh my God, go take a walk or something.
For sure. Like, what are you hoping to prove?
Why are you wasting your time on this?
It's crazy.
It's like not good for their well-being. No, I don't get
They're not.
But they're angry inside, obviously.
They get a lot
That's why they're called trolls, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
You did it.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Stacey.
Oh my God,
Stacey,
so fast.
Just have a little chat. Our beautiful listeners for tuning into the Rebel Mama Hotline. Yes. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I mean, we did. We could sit here all day. I know. Just talk about everything.
We're OG. I still have my shirt.
Oh yeah, baby.
My Rebel Mamas. That was a long time. OGs.
Yeah, I know. My youngest was a baby and now he's 7.
Oh, wow.
And we put out those shirts.
That's a long time.
It was a crazy journey, my friend. But
love it. Thank you for having me.
Tell us where can everybody buy your wonderful book? You'll eat it and you'll like it.
There it is. So right now it's on my website, stacygreenliving.com. And then I'm going to be on Amazon. I'm doing the, Amazon's another wily beast, but go to my website. Start there.
Stacygreen.com.
StacyGreenLiving.com. Which is not even my name, guys. It's not even my name, but it's like my you know what mail I get for Stacey Green Living? And I'm like, that's not even my name. It's too late now.
Living must be her last name.
Why would it be there otherwise?
Exactly.
Yeah, great question.
Oh my God, amazing. And then where can people follow you on social media? Speaking of social media.
Yeah, so everything is Stacey Green Living. TikTok is where the nonsense is. Instagram, I feel like that's where my friends are. So if you want to be friends, come over to Instagram.
Yeah.
Instagram and TikTok. And then eventually I'll hit the YouTube.
Facebook. I'm going to start hitting her up on the Facebook wall. I don't even know what people do there.
Can you do that?
Like, what do they do there anymore? We just connected our account. So whatever, like just goes on Instagram, goes on Facebook. But
for sure. Well, that's where you started really, right? Like that's where it kind of grew.
That's how old we are.
You and me both.
I know.
I remember when Facebook started, guys.
Fuck. So do I. Fuck.
I was in a classroom and I worked with teenagers and she's like, Miss, look at this thing. And I was like, but what do you do? I said, so you're just going to look.
It's a wall.
You're just going to look at other people's walls? For what?
I know. The wall thing was funny.
Nothing.
I know.
I was 27. I'm like, what is this? I hate it. Look at me now.
I know. And then when the memories pop back of like what you were writing at that time, you were putting things like statuses out publicly about what we were doing.
Like what? Like why were we telling everybody this?
Because we were 20.
We were also uploading photos from digital cameras, like full albums. Like, oh my God, it's so cringy.
Full albums.
Yeah, 148 pictures. Wednesday night. Best time ever.
I'm embarrassed for all of us right now.
Oh my God, me too. Oh. Well, everybody, if you have any questions that you want us to answer on air, feel free to send them our way and we'll weigh in. You can email info@therebelmama.com or find us on Instagram and send us a DM @therebelmama.
As always, we'd love for you to like, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen and feel free to share it with a friend who you think will enjoy it.
This podcast was produced by Space Monkey inside the Soda Studio. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.